Many blessings to you all and welcome to your journey in faith with the Reverend Dr. Amos Chewachong. Our text for reflection is Mark 9:30 to 32. The Gospel according to St. Mark chapter 9, verse 30 to 32. They left that place and passed through Galilee. Jesus did not want anyone to know where they were because he was teaching his disciples. He said to them, "The Son of Man is going to be delivered into the hands of men. They will kill him, and after 3 days he will rise." But they did not understand what he meant and were afraid to ask him about it. My theme for reflection is the questions we are afraid to ask. The questions we are afraid to ask. A young boy sat through Sunday school listening intently as his teacher explained the story of Jesus' death and resurrection. After a while, he raised his hand and asked, "If Jesus is God, why did he let himself get killed?" The teacher hesitated, smiled and said, "That's a good question," before quickly moving on to the next topic. The disciples in Mark 9:30 to 32 found themselves in a similar situation. Jesus had just told them something shocking, that he would be betrayed, killed, and then rise again. But instead of asking him what he meant, they stayed silent. Mark tells us that they did not understand what he was saying and were afraid to ask him. Fear kept them from seeking clarity. They didn't want to look foolish. They did not want to confront the reality of a suffering Messiah. Fear of asking hard questions is something we all experience. We wonder why suffering exists, why injustice seems to prevail, why God sometimes feels distant. But instead of bringing these questions to Jesus, we, like the disciples, avoid them. We shift our focus to things that seem easier to control, our status, our reputations, our theological correctness. Just 2 verses later, we see the disciples arguing over who among them was the greatest. When we sidestep the real questions of faith, we tend to focus on trivial things instead. Augustine of Hippo once commented, "Understanding is the reward of faith. Therefore, seek not to understand that you may believe, but believe that you may understand." Jesus never rebukes honest questions. He welcomes them. He does not expect us to have all the answers, but he invites us to trust that he does. The disciples feared asking about his suffering, but Jesus was showing them the very heart of God, a love so deep that it would embrace suffering to redeem humanity. What if the disciples had asked? What if they had leaned in and said, "Jesus, help us understand"? Maybe their faith would have deepened sooner. Maybe they would have been less shocked at the cross and more ready for the resurrection. And what if we too brought our hardest questions to Jesus instead of avoiding doubt? What if we engaged with him in faith, trusting that even when we don't fully understand, he is leading us into truth? God is not afraid of our questions. He does not turn us away from our doubts. Instead, he welcomes us into a relationship where we can wrestle, wonder, and ultimately grow in trust. We may not always get the answers we want, but we will always find the God who loves us enough to walk with us through them. There are 2 questions for reflection. Number 1, what questions about faith or suffering have you been afraid to bring to God? Number 2, how can you create space in your spiritual life for honest conversations with Jesus? Lord, I confess that I sometimes avoid asking the hard questions. I fear looking weak, or I worry that the answers may challenge my understanding of you. But I know that you are big enough to handle my doubts and kind enough to meet me in them. Give me the courage to bring my questions to you, trusting that even when I don't understand, you are faithful. Help me to listen, to learn, and to follow you even in mystery. In the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord, we pray. Amen. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be and abide with us all, now and forevermore. Amen.